I'll share maybe two stories about the importance of this blueprint and on-the-job training. I was recently with a good friend of mine. She is in LifeVantage, and she's excited about building this business. And she held the blueprint in her hands recently as we were out together. What does that mean, out together? She and I were doing on-the-job training, right? And she had been involved in networking for several decades. She's got a lot of experience, and she's had some success, but admittedly not as much as she had desired. And I just saw her as we were driving along in my car. I saw her kind of just holding this blueprint for prosperity that every single one of us has. And she was just kind of touching it and just holding it. And she said this, which I thought was so profound. She said, "You know what? I don't think I've ever had a blueprint for anything." And I think that is powerful. If you have this blueprint and you follow these principles, if you do on-the-job training, if you learn these skills, you will be successful.
Now, we're going to segue into sifting and sorting. Sifting and sorting, that's the whole goal. This business is all about sifting and sorting. We're not a sales business. We're not a pressure beg business. This business is about sifting and sorting. And as we enroll new people, our job is to help that new person sift and sort through their database of contacts to find all we want are the people that want to be with us, right, Seth? Not those that don't want to be there. So guess what? Does this feel, or has this ever happened to you? Or have you ever experienced this? You call someone and you give them the plan, right? You tell them the story, and then you spend the rest of the time begging them to get started and pressuring them, right? You keep calling them back and say, come on, you got to do this with me. Guess what happens? When you beg them to join, you're going to have to beg them to buy product. You're going to have to beg them to be an autoship. You're going to have to beg them to make their list. You're going to have to beg them to call their people. You're going to have to beg them to get to meetings. You're going to have to beg them to do the business. You don't have time to be a babysitter, right? So what we're doing, our job is to sift and sort. And so as we start to build a new business and as we make our database of people, here's what we need to do. As you enroll new people into the business, the most valuable asset is not that they enrolled into the business, but it's their database of contacts. And their database of contact, that's a gold mine. And so our goal is once we get their data, remember in getting started, and we'll go over that, right? You're going to help them create their database. But you're going to take their database now, and we're going to mine. We're going to sift and sort through that database, and we're going to invite people together, and we're going to tell them the story. We're going to take them through this whole proven plan, and our main goal is just to sift and sort and find those golden nuggets, find those gems within that database. And once we find those gems, here's what we're going to do. Let's say I found Mary in there. And now I'm going to work with Mary. You and me as your advisor, we're going to work with Mary. And we're going to take Mary through that whole proven plan, that blueprint again. Part of that is taking their database and helping Mary now sift and sort and enroll people, right? Going through that whole process to find their gems. And we're going to do that again and again. And we're going to build that several levels deep. Because guess what? If you do that, you never have to find cold leads. You never have to buy cold leads. You never have to go just talk to people off the streets if you just take those warm leads and that database and sift and sort and sift and sort.